tonight, I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello, hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show that has turned my life around. Before it, I was miserable and disenchanted. Now I'm disenchanted and miserable. Today we're coming to you from the BBC's Paris Theatre in the West End, in front of a studio audience who I understand are keen to enjoy themselves and see the stars close up. Disappointment, I've issued each of them with careful directions to the London Planetarium. In the meantime, I'd like them to welcome, on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And taking things down with gusto, would you also welcome our scorer, the delightful Samantha. Our first round is entitled Old Radio Times. As many of you will know, I possess an enviable collection of ancient magazines and periodicals, though I do still lack an 11th century edition of Hovels and Gardens, as well as the once popular Consumer's Guide to Magicians and Sorcerers. That's which. Teams, I have in my possession a copy of the Radio Times dated the 19th of November, 1066, and I'd like you please to suggest some titles of radio and TV programmes which are likely to be included. And Graham, we'll start with you, please.
Bayer Watch.
And Barry Norman introduces Illuminated Manuscripts 66.
Barry?
Just William the Conqueror. Doomsday book programme, This Is Your Lives.
Willie?
Half Blind Date. Norman's House Party.
King Canute in C4.
Unfortunately, A Day in the Life of Ethelred had to be cancelled as it's still not ready.
Watch out, the venerable Bede's about.
Thursday live coverage in the afternoon of the Bayeux Tapestry, and at 10:30 from Stamford Bridge, Stitch of the Day.
Any more? Okay, well, let's hurry along to the next round, which is a game called One Song to the Tune of Another, where we take the words of one song and combine them with the tune of another. So it's one song without the tune, but with the words, combined with a different song without the words, but with the same tune. That's the same tune of the different song, not the same tune of the same song. There, I can't make it any simpler than that. Piano accompaniment will be provided by... See, I didn't choke on the name. Accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell, who tells me that he's found work at several London hotels due to the revival in popularity of the cocktail lounge. This week it's the Ritz, next week he'll be serving Twiglets and Cheesy Watsits. Barry, you're going to start. You're going to sing the words of my ding-a-ling to the tune of House of the Rising Sun.
My grandmother bought me a cute little toy, silver bells hanging on a string, and she told me it was my ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling. darling, I want you to play with my darling.
Hardly worth going on to the rest of you. Willie. Will you please sing the words of I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts to the tune of Se Magnifica?
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. They are standing in a row. Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head. Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist. That's what the showman said. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Every ball you throw will make me rich. There stands my wife, the idol of my life.
Tim, I'd like you to sing the words of Remember You're a Womble to the tune of, Try a Little Tenderness.
Remember, 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 you're a womble, remember, you're a womble. Remember, remember, remember what a womble, womble, womble you are. Remember, you're a womble, remember, you're a womble. When it's for... Oh.
I'd have liked you to go on. Graham, will you please sing the words of I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen, to the tune of Hernando's Hideaway.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been since first you were my bonny bride. The roses all have left your cheek. I've watched them fade away and die. Your voice is sad whenever you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. And I will take you back, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to our home, Kathleen. I know you love me, Kathleen dear. Your heart was ever fond and true. I always fear when you are near. The light holds nothing, dear, but you, the smiles that once you gave to me. I scarcely ever see them now, though many, many times I see a darkening shadow on your brow. I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wild and wide.
Absolutely terrific. The next round is called Lies or Lies. Since I recently adopted a rigorous diet of honesty and truthfulness, I felt spiritually cleansed. Indeed, I now feel quite at one with myself as I sit here, raven-haired, fresh from the gym, on the eve of my 35th birthday. On the eve of my 35th birthday. Teams, I'd like you please to take it in turns to lie about a certain person or thing. The opposing team should challenge if they feel their opponents have
teeth have gone for 35-year-old.
The opposing team should challenge if they feel their opponents have uttered anything remotely truthful. Barry and Graham, you're going to start now. Your new subject is the government.
It's a new era. And has been for some time.
Yes. Nobody could sustain this new era like this government have.
No, no.
Change of gear in our lifestyles. Gives us hope, I always feel, for the future.
It's the feeling that you're in safe hands with
yes,
you somehow.
Yes, indeed.
So wonderful and so much goodness going on. The
role models to look up to.
That's right. Foreign aid, just giving aid away, the Pergau Dam,
indeed.
And things like that.
The public
the generosity of it, I mean,
yes,
it's quite...
indeed. Public service has never been so
no.
Public serviced.
Challenge from Willie.
Which government are you talking about? Would this be Gladstone's last Liberal government?
This current government.
Oh. No, I agree with all that. That's fine, yes.
Do you want to go on?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, indeed.
So do they.
What? Challenge from the light hasn't gone. Oh, Tim.
They do want to go on, or they don't want to go
they
on.
They do want to, but so it's a lie.
Yes.
They don't want to go on. That's the last thing they want to do is carry on. It's a charade.
I thought they looked as though they did
no
want to go
with no points involved, they don't want to go on.
No.
He's talking about politicians that made us say we wanted to go on with a tone of utter sincerity, when in fact we didn't want to go on.
Well, go on, then.
They're doing a wonderful job, aren't they?
They are indeed.
The nation's never been better, never been healthier. That's why we don't need so many hospitals now.
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed.
Challenge from Willie.
What are you talking about now? I don't want to get cross and irritable. Well, I can't understand a word they're talking
this
about.
Government, bless.
Is that Mrs. Bottomley we're talking about? The lovely Mrs. Bottomley?
Indeed.
With her crackling, starchy front and a way about her. Oh. Oh, I could go five rounds with her.
Oh.
Ding.
Second's out.
Oh, Mrs. Bottomley, welcome.
Oh, the first one's out.
Tim and Willie, it's your turn now.
Right.
And your subject is the Church of England.
Well, we're doing awfully well now.
Tremendously. The Archbishop of Canterbury, a short, wiry man with the teeth of Cary Grant.
I think that's the reason they're playing to packed houses all over the country.
All over the country. Oh, it's like the theatre, isn't it? Like something by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
That good.
And the great...
Buzz myself, if nobody else will.
What's your challenge, Willie?
Andrew Lloyd Webber's awful. I don't know why I said that, but I just said it. At least I could pick that one up.
Vicars who don't believe in God, is this part of the general picture at the moment?
What game are you playing, Barry?
There is.
You're trying to guess what we're going to lie about, are you?
Mention of the Archbishop, the primate, made me think of the vicar who didn't believe in God.
Would you prefer if we had a sort of general discussion?
The vicar who didn't believe in God had an answering machine that said, I don't believe I'm in.
Tim John says... Selwyn Gummer's the sort of man who makes you want to kneel down and pray, isn't he?
Challenge from Graham.
That's no lie.
I don't think Prince Charles is right on behalf of the church. He's right to say defender of the faith. We of faith, of faith, we
speak
agree.
Speak up,
that.
He's a bit deaf.
Right, we'll go on to the next round now.
It's always good to try a new round.
Yes, I guess.
This next round is called Sounds Peculiar, but don't be misled. Colin Sell isn't involved. Peculiar sounds can be a source of endless fun, as anybody who's had their needle stuck on a Rolf Harris record can testify. In this round, teams, Samantha will play in some pre-recorded sounds on my quarter-inch reel-to-reel double-track magnetopod Marconi phone. When this is finished, I'd like you each to tell me what they are. We're going to start with you. Barry, your sounds are coming up now.
Hannibal Lecter at the checkout in Safeway.
Okay, Tim, please identify this.
Ah!
Captain Hewitt ill-advisedly turning up for the troofing of the colour only to discover that the Queen has ordered live ammunition.
Hang on. Samantha's written something down here. It's a mark. Thank you, Taylor, for that ovation. OK, your turn, Willie. What's this, please?
That's somebody taking Chancellor Cole to Newcastle.
Finally, Graham, will you please identify this?
I think that was Quentin Tarantino's Postman Pulp.
Right, well, it's now time for a challenging round called Straight Face. The object of the game is not to get a laugh from the studio audience. So, no problems there, teams. You've been rehearsing for the last 22 years. Teams, I'd like you to take it in turns to come up with a humour-free word on the subject of ornithology. And remember, the merest hint of a titter will result in disqualification. Graham, will you start us off, please?
Beak.
Thrush. Not a medical program.
It is now. Ptarmigan. Orc. Hawk.
Hide.
Grebe. Pelican. Penguin.
Shag.
What a medical program!
Yes, Tim, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Right, the three of you carry on, starting with you, Barry.
Oddy.
Willie?
Scott. He never got a laugh in his life. Crow. Swallow. Not a medical program.
Sorry, Willie, you've got to laugh there.
But not with the bird. Raven.
All right, I'll let you carry
I'll
on.
Find it back there with Raven. I think that's very good.
What?
What? So I said Raven.
We're quite waiting for Graham, aren't we?
Are we?
Yes. Yes.
Sorry.
Tit. Rook. Warthog. That was suicide, actually. I've got a low boredom threshold.
Come and join me on the perch. You
always have.
We've got one of these interesting situations. Two members of the same team playing against each other, so...
They always have, they always will.
Graham?
Lark. Minor. Oh, we've had pelican, haven't we? Yeah, we'll move on to the suite. Separate bills, please.
Bills!
Gull. Claw. Warthog.
Sorry, it's only you left, Barry. Carry on.
Warthog.
Right, our next round's called greetings cards. These days, such cards are produced for all sorts of special occasions and achievements. Teams, I'd like you please to suggest some new style greetings cards for special occasions or events, together with the messages inside. I know it's all too easy these days to make cheap jokes about the misfortunes of the rich and famous, so let's get on with it. Barry, will you start, please? Barry.
Yes. Thinking. Card to Jerry Adams, glad your laryngitis got better. Card to Ian Paisley, sorry your laryngitis got better.
Willie.
An elfin verse here, you might. So, your paramour has kissed and told of you and she on pleasure bent. This card's to say bad luck about the mention of your measurement.
I've got another one that leads on from that, on your circumcision. Not a big sale, but it's the time for one small cut. Well done on your circumcision. I only have one tiny butt. I think you've made the wrong decision.
I got one to Tim Brooke Taylor on his return to this show.
Why do I think I don't want this one?
The audience are glad you're back. Of that, I'm pretty certain. When you came on, they all stood up and shouted, "Where's Paul Merton?"
Ah.
Good question, though.
Willie?
This is on the death of a tortoise. It happens in the best-run circles. I hear your tortoise. Insert name. I hear your tortoise. Norbert has fallen off the twig. What was it doing up a tree? And do not say a jig.
I expect the picture makes it.
Lucky you can see it.
Right, our next round, Just a Minim, was originally inspired by that radio favourite, Just a Minute. Last week we asked listeners to name the popular host of Just a Minute. Nicholas Parsons was, of course, first out of the bag with the correct answer. By Hugo Grin. In this round, team members should attempt to sing a song without repetition, hesitation, Thompson's Gazelle, deviation, or repetition. Those not singing may buzz to challenge. You'll be accompanied on the piano teams by Colin Sell, who I feel is getting a little bit too big for his boots. Seems to be suffering from delusions of adequacy. Right, the song is Waltzing Matilda.
By a billy bong and at a shine in a curly bar tree. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boy, "You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Tangoing Mildred, tap dancing Frida, you'll come a ballying Maisie with me." And he sang.
Challenge God from Tim.
That. Repetition from "You'll Come." Sorry to take this game seriously.
He's on your side, though.
I was just letting him get his breath back. Okay.
Do you want to carry on then, Tim? All right, then.
Go for
it. And he sang as he watched and waited till his Billy Boyle.
I think you said Billy Boyle previously.
I haven't sung this before.
That's true. I wonder where the other two have gone.
Someone arrives, sir.
All gone very quiet there, Hander.
A Velita avec moi.
Down came... Is it going to have a piano with this? Or do I have a jumbo to drink at the... William Ong.
Challenge from Barry.
Repetition of Bong.
Ong, he
Ong,
said.
I said Ong. William Ong.
William Ong. Ong. I thought there was an intrusive bee there.
Yeah.
Right.
You are an intrusive bee.
Just for a bit of variety, we'll give Tim the point and you carry on, Barry.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
And he sang... I haven't sung any of this before. As he watched and waited till his filly boiled, you'll come a while, sing Matilda with me. Down came a jumbuck to drink at the Willy place.
Deviation, if ever.
Up jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee. And he warbled as he stowed that aforementioned creature in his tucker bag. Accompany me in a gavotte barrel. Immediately. Oh, ululate.
This as was you... Waltzing Matilda. Remember the two?
Sprexang. This is Sprexang. And he stowed that marsupial in his Dorothy container.
Hold it. Because I forgot to reset my buzzer. So.
I've been pressing.
I don't know
for a
if anybody's been challenging. Have you been challenging? Yeah.
Sprexang.
Challenge.
I've said
hell.
It twice.
Yes.
What's the Friends of Dorothy container?
Dorothy bag. Oh. Dorothy bag was an old.
I think this, I think this game's come to its natural conclusion.
Come all see Matilda with me.
We're rapidly approaching the end of the show, but there's just time, I think, to fit in a round of Painter's Film Club. So while Samantha pops out to check her little constable's properly hung... begins to suggest some titles of films likely to be popular with an audience of artists, painters, and the like. So, Tim, will you start, please?
A Man for All Suzannes.
They get worse.
Thoroughly Modern Melee.
Toulouse-Lautrec, The New Generation.
Beryl Cook, The Thief, His Wife and Her Lover.
The post-impressionist always rings twice. Van Gogh's Half Hour. Oh, no, that's a video, sorry.
The Ruskins are coming.
Leon the Pigment Farmer.
How green is my Velasquez?
Tom Brown's School Days. You don't know Tom Brown, but he's just painted our kitchen. What a good job, if anybody wants his number.
Fauvist Gump.
Have I said the lady varnishes?
Renoir dogs.
Well, as I see the sands of time are being washed by the tide of eternity, it's time to decide whether it's kinder on coloured fabrics than our usual brand. And also to say goodbye. So from the team, Samantha and myself, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.